This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States and Britain launched new strikes on Yemen's Houthis Monday, saying their second round of joint military action against the Iran-backed rebels was in response to continued attacks on shipping. American and British forces carried out a first wave of strikes against the rebel group on January 11th, and the United States launched further air raids against missiles that Washington said were ready to launch and posed a threat to both civilian and military vessels. But the U.S.-designated terrorist group Houthis have vowed to continue their attacks. Israeli forces are advancing deep into western Khan Yunis in Gaza, Palestinian officials said. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
In the yard of Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis, Gazans bury their dead on Monday as Israeli warplanes drone overhead. Israeli tanks storming the main city in Gaza's south have reached the gate of this and another hospital, in the bloodiest fighting of the year so far. Abdul Karim Ahmed says he went through this at the Ashifa complex in Gaza City a few months ago, where he also buried loved ones.
We're reliving the same scenario again and burying them in the yard of the Nasser hospital. There is no safe place.
Inside, the wounded, desperate and stricken crowd the wards and corridors. This is the only major medical complex accessible in Khan Yunis and the largest still functioning in Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. The White House on Monday said Israel has an obligation to protect innocent people in Gaza hospitals, even as it pursues its campaign against U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas.
We expect them to do so in accordance with international law and to protect innocent people in hospitals, medical staff and patients as well, as much as possible.
White House National Security Council spokesperson